miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Topic is epilepsy and seizures with Dr. Brian Smith. He himself has epilepsy. Here's Dr. Mike Roizen again. Dr. Mike.
And Dr. Smith from, and we should say, it's a great segment, so people should listen to this on epilepsy. You can get it on podcast and keep asking us questions on udocs@gmail.com. This one comes from a Bill who I think lives in Chicago, although he says he's listening to this in Tampa. So I'm not sure why the Chicago reference, but anyway, he said it may be that it was at a Bulls basketball game he saw. Maybe that's it. He said he saw at a basketball game when they were flashing lights during the introductions that someone had a seizure, and they attributed it to the flashing lights. What's that all about?
Yeah, so there's certain forms of epilepsy, and I had mentioned some forms that typically are passed on genetically, and there's a general, and typically this is generalized epilepsy where people can be a little bit more susceptible to these flashing, high-frequency flashing of lights, and that's why if someone's ever had an EEG, a lot of times they'll be sitting there and then they'll do this, what we call photic stimulation, because that can actually show an abnormality on EEG. But that's also why patients with seizures are told to be a little careful in that setting, because that can potentially induce a seizure. Now, most of this is fairly well regulated, that people know that certain frequency of light flashing can be a problem. So those who are making video games or fire alarms with the flashing lights, keep away from that frequency. But there have been problems in the past. A number of years ago, there was a new video game that came out, and I believe this was in China. I could be incorrect, but it was outside our country, and a number of kids had seizures all at once because they were seeing this for the first time. So that's fairly well regulated, but anybody who has this issue, you just have to be careful to stay away from these repetitive flashing lights, because sometimes that can make that happen.
Well, a Suzanne who is in Alcona, which apparently is in Michigan, has asked a question about and this is to me a very interesting question, is what should you do if someone actually has a seizure? Is there something I should do if I'm around someone who's having a seizure?
Yeah, and typically we're talking about more the grand mal seizure or convulsion. You know, a few things that people sometimes do that you shouldn't do. One, you don't want to stick your finger in their mouth, because there's this myth that people will swallow their tongue. Well, that's not going to happen, and you're going to lose your finger if you try to do that, because they will bite down hard during a seizure. So you don't want to do that. Some people feel like they have to, you know, lie on top of the person and hold them down so they're not stiff and jerking. Well, you're not going to stop it that way either, and you could injure yourself or them. So really what we tell people to do is monitor the seizure, move someone to a safe area if you can, lie them down on the floor, and a lot of times at the end of the seizure you want to roll them on their side so fluid that they can't control in their mouth doesn't go down to their lungs but outside the side of their mouth.
So roll them on their side, and by a safe area you mean an area where they aren't going to kick and hurt themselves or kick through a glass door or something like that.
Correct, yes. You want to just be sure that with those movements they're not hurting themselves. And remember that sometimes patients can get confused and a little combative after a seizure. You don't want them walking out of the house into the middle of the street. And so you try to guide them and keep them in a safe area. That's not always the easiest thing, but you have to keep that in mind, that they're not really understanding everything you're doing. So try to be calm and just redirect them and to keep them in a safe zone.
And Lisa, who is in, it looks like some Grand Rapids, Michigan, actually. I don't know whether she's listening because it's you. You're in Grand Rapids, aren't you, Dr. Smith?
That's correct.
Well, Lisa from Grand Rapids writes, you seem to be living a normal life with a seizure. I have a son with a seizure. what can be expected from him? Will he be able to drive? Will he be able to, if his seizures are controlled with medications, which they are now, will he be able to live a normal life and engage in common activities?
Well, of course, that's the hope, but you do have to realize the scope of epilepsies is quite different. There are some that are not easy to control seizures, and they do affect the brain development and cognitive functioning. So that's why there are many forms of epilepsy, and we would have to be very specific with each one. Our goal with treatment is to keep someone seizure-free and let them have a normal quality of life. So ideally, if we can get them on one medication and their seizures are controlled, and depending on what state you're in, for example, in Michigan, if you're seizure-free for 6 months, then you can operate a motor vehicle. So the issue of restrictions is based on your seizure control. And, of course, the goal with almost everyone is to get them to live a normal life. And there are many people out there who have epilepsy you'll never know. They work with you, you see them on the street, and they are living normal lives.
And I guess she's also asking about you. Are you living a normal life now? That is, are there restrictions on what you can do in medicine? And that brings up the question, did you, because of the seizure, go into this field? Or how did you happen to choose this field and you actually have one of these?
Yes. Well, of course, it did affect my decision, because when I had to make a decision back in the years of in medical school, although my seizures were controlled at that time, it wasn't clear why I was having seizures. And I knew I couldn't become a cardiothoracic surgeon or do something that if I had a seizure in the middle of a procedure, it would cause potential harm to someone else. But subsequently, a tumor was found. I had the surgery to remove it, so I haven't had a seizure, nor have I required any medication in about 20 years. So there is the history of epilepsy, but it is potentially curable in certain situations depending on the cause.
Well, I want to thank you very much, Dr. Smith, for appearing with us and for answering all these great questions. I want to thank our listeners for sending in the great questions. They can always send them in at udocs, y-o-u-d-o-c-s @gmail.com. Dr. Smith's home is spectrumhealth.org, Spectrum Health in Grand Rapids, where he is co-chair of the neurovascular services, and is that where neuroscience services, and chief of the division of neurology at Spectrum Health. And you can also find out more information about epilepsy at epilepsyfoundation.org. Thank you very much. And now, Sonar, that tip of the week. And this tip, keep your tummy comfortable this holiday season. If the soundtrack of your holidays is more like Jingle Burps, yep, that rude YouTube classic, then it's the most wonderful time of the year. Your tummy's not so alone. To cut back on heartburn, cut back on stress and holiday cookies, avoid dairy and move around as much as possible. Remember to fill your plate with plenty of veggies and put the creamier, high-fat, or high-sugar sides on the edge of your plate. Your GI tract will thank you, and your jeans will fit snugly. Joe?
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Thanks for listening. Stay well.
Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start ensures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to GreatStartGTL.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois.
You may already take omega-3s for heart and brain health, but what most people don't realize is that DHA is really the preferred form. Did you know if you take omega-3s, but your body cannot convert them into the preferred DHA form, you won't get much benefit? The ultimate DHA omega-3 would be water-soluble, so it's already in the right form for digestion. That's a game-changer. It would eliminate the fish burps, be good-tasting, and all-natural. It would be environmentally sustainable from algae oil, plus non-GMO and allergen-free. Well, I have some good news for you. Empirical Labs already invented this. And better yet, you can get a bottle right now for 50% off with a special offer at TakeOmega.com. This is the only water-soluble DHA supplement, plus it's vegan. So go to TakeOmega.com right now for a limited time savings, 50% off at TakeOmega.com. That's O-M-E-G-A. TakeOmega.com.